Blog Talk Radio.
Opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Oh my goodness, I'm here in the morning. And in case you had missed it, the boss is back. Oh, this is Group Therapy, and I am Christopher Cross. This is the only podcast that matters. And on this Saturday morning, we're going to talk about a few things. Hangovers, hand jobs, and you. Oh my goodness gracious. I would like to say hello to my fans out there who prompt me to do the podcast and who like just get on my ass. You need to be on air more often. You need to be on air more often. I try. And I need some type of motivation. Some type of motivation. This helps me get up in the morning. You know, just that's a little extra something that I just need. Oh, sorry, dear. I thought you were finished. oh, man. The new opening courtesy of Simon Curtis, Superhero. Awesome song. And really, I thought it was kind of cool. Now, I got a few issues to take. But when you, people know me, one of my pet peeves is stupid people. And we're not talking your average stupid. We're not talking your Bill Engvall stupid where you hand them a sign and say, I'm a stupid. We're talking that special kind of stupid. That special kind of stupid that requires a safety helmet, a pack of red crayons, and a very short bus. Oh, man. Not quite understanding a few things here. But like I said, I got noises in the background where I'm just, the PlayStation 4 is going on because I broadcast out of my home, which doubles as a studio, office, and sometimes sex dungeon in the basement. One thing I am going to comment on is, now if you followed the show a couple of years back, you knew I had some issues with a Facebook promoter. Now this chick doesn't promote Facebook. She fancies herself as a music promoter. And basically, I don't know if the term culture vulture would be sufficient for her, but people give her multiple chances. And again, nothing but drama surrounds her. Now, I and eventually my name will and always does come up with her because, again, I called her out publicly. And I tried to do an interview with her a couple of years back. It was, and God rest his jolly old soul, kind of like interviewing Rob Ford, where he just sort of sat there and answered questions but not answering anything at all. Now, this is the head of Wicked Play Zone. Now, bitch, I know when I'm on air, I know you do listen. Because I've been told this, so if this gets you, is I'm just going to give you a free piece of advice. This is from Christopher Cross to you, is stop. Don't start things you can't finish with people, and don't run your mouth. Just go find some other place to go live your life and try to be happy. That's all people can wish for you. And but when you piss people off, they just have the uncontrollable urge to throw your stank ass in the traffic. Because remember, honey, meth does not do a body good. Anyways, things like this. I need a co-host, man. I need someone. I need someone to like keep me motivated, and sometimes make me behave. Now we tried this with Justin Credible, and yeah, that just really didn't go well. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put a thing on my Facebook profile right now. On Facebook, yeah. On air live. Let's have a co-host. And then now. Mwahaha. And then see if we get any takers. But going back to stupid people, like, I don't know whether it's the alcohol, like, because I got called out a couple of weeks back, and let me deal with these two cocksuckers right here. Is they tell me that they worked the door for 3 months, they worked the door for 2 months. Some of the stories I share that happened in the industry, or the blah blah, dude, sitting at a door doesn't make you security. Sitting on a stool by a door, reading a fucking book on how to make your dick grow, doesn't make you security. It makes you someone who was hired to check IDs. That makes you a pylon, dude. It makes you one of those big orange fucking cones that sit there and do nothing. So when you tell me how to do my job, it's kind of insulting, dude. I don't go into the bathhouse and tell you how to like fold towels, do I? So I don't expect you. I expect the same courtesy. Where you two guys don't tell me tell me how to do my job. That being said, now this goes out to shout out to Andel, one of the promoters who worked with At the Boat. Awesome show, dude. I was stoked, man. It was a packed house, and one of the sickest parties I had attended. Maestro Fresh West was there. Humble, man. That is the perfect example of grind hard, stay humble. And it was just an awesome party. But one thing I have a problem with like any party, not in this party, but just any party, is weed, I think, is like alcohol. Done in moderation, it's all good. But when you try to sneak alcohol into a bar, you're getting shit. When you try to sneak weed into a bar, same thing. But personal use and supplying for the class are two different things. Now, we had this one guy last night, and this is going to sound really racist, and I'm really not going to apologize because this is my fucking show. comes in, and me and my partner search his bag. And I just put it to me. He had one small container for personal use and a ton more in his bag. So I took him aside and talked to him. It's like, dude, this is personal use. And I opened his bag right up. This is enough for the rest of the class. You and I both know what you're doing. And then all of a sudden, he can't speak English. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of find that insulting. Where 30 seconds ago, he was speaking English properly. He gets busted with a bunch of weed. I'm just saying, don't speak English. And like before that, he was reciting fucking Shakespeare. Now, again, it could be like a Simpsons episode where the only English he knows is from like that quote of Shakespeare. So I had to deal with the guy, and I'm like, I put his nose, you don't get weed. Oh, I go now, try to take his bag, nose in the club. Like, no. It's like, dude, you can go into my club, I don't have a problem, but the weed is mine. And then when it clued into him, I wasn't going to give him back his weed. He's like, all of a sudden, he can speak English again. Okay, no, dude, I'll go put it in my car. It's like, wow, you can speak English again. I'm impressed. and the other thing, guys, I thought I saw everything until yesterday. Okay, stupid shit comes into clubs. I could tell you stories, but I have two of them that tie for top two on my word shit-o-meter. And, you know, a couple of years back, I took a hatchet off a guy, and I disarmed a guy with a hatchet, and I thought that was just fucked up. Now, I know belly dancers work with swords. Not sharpened, it's basically display pieces to give sort of that scimitar to give them more of that Arabian feel. Now, belly dancer comes into the club last night, and we have to search the bags. So it is what it is. I recognize the sword hilt, collector of weapons. So I recognize the sword hilt when I see one. Pull out, she goes, "Oh, it's not sharpened." And I pull out like a 2.5 foot long scimitar. It's like, I don't care. You're bringing a sword into a club. I can't have you bring it in. And she goes, "Oh, it's a prop. I've been here before with it." And I'm looking at her like, "Well, no, you haven't." And she goes, "Oh, I've performed." And I look at her, it's like, "Well, you're not performing tonight, so there's no reason to bring the sword in." So, I don't know, maybe somebody can explain this shit to me. Is why do people bring stupid shit to clubs? Like weapons, alcohol, different things like that. So, different things like that. So, I'm not quite sure. Bear with me just 1 minute, guys. I just got to do something in the background here. Hang on, sorry for what I'm going to do here is put on a short song. Because I've got one of my producers, AK, is bugging me here. So we're gonna do the Simon Curtis song Superhero full length version here. And I will be back in 3:20. My name is Christopher Cross, and you are listening to the only podcast that matters.
Look
Hey, that was Superhero and Simon Curtis, and I am Christopher Cross, and this is Group Therapy. Group Therapy brought to you by the back of my balls. Anyways, I don't know, man. It's too early. It's way too early, man. I gotta try to find. I need a co-host. Maybe I should harass people. I don't know. Anyways, getting back to stupid people. And one of the other things is I've seen brought into a nightclub is some chick using a vibrator in a club. Now, a vibrator in a nightclub. Hey, I'm all for freaky deaky, but that takes the term go fuck yourself to a whole new meaning. Like, did she come out, want to get her pussy wrecked? Didn't quite go as she had planned, so goes to the bathroom. Puts on Stanley, the power tool, and goes to town. But I'm wondering, did she even realize the loud buzzing that sounded like an electric toothbrush coming out of the fucking stall? Just a minute! Fuck, we had security people that are like wondering what the fuck's going on. Was she like having an orgasm or like fucking trimming hedges? Oh, shit. I don't know. Like I said, that's just a thing I don't quite understand about people in general. It's stupid shit. Now, as people know, I work at the bar. And outside, I do security. I run security there. And again, 150 at Augusta. Come tonight. Get it together with DJ Mikey McFly, one of the hottest fucking dance floors in the city. $5 cover till 11:30, $10 at 11:30. And I guarantee you will not be disappointed. As I said, running security for the owner of the artist since he took over the bar. And again, as I said, one of the hottest dance floors in the city. And every weekend, it just gets better and better and better. Now, again, like looking at news here, we've got, and the one that's intriguing me is former employees of like the CSIS, the Canadian Spy Agency, are suing them for racist, sexist, and homophobic discrimination. So racism and at a intelligence agency. Who would you think? And like, I'm surprised this lawsuit doesn't come earlier. Which is all the shit you see on like the all these sites and everything. But I want like these five employees. I sincerely hope we get like win this lawsuit, because no one needs to go through that garbage. No one needs to be like discriminated against on any level. But then again, people are gonna look at me and go, "You're a hypocrite. You discriminate against people all the time." No, 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 no. Discrimination can take all forms, yes. But for the record, I am against slut shaming completely. I am against homophobia. I have no tolerance for disrespect against women. I have no tolerance for. The only thing I have a real pet peeve is stupid people. And like as I said again, not everyday stupid. Not even like sad, it's that special kind of stupid where you get people who will stick their finger into an industrial fan with the risk of cutting their finger off just to see what would happen. Or one of the ones is you get a guy who tried to shoplift a pepperoni from No Frills, shoved it up his ass to get it out, and when asked why he shoved it up his ass trying to smuggle it out, "I thought it was a good idea at the time." Really? Like, is there a thing in your family tree, guys, that just, at some point, it just doesn't fork off? It just, kind of goes straight up? Where your mom and dad, brother and sister? I don't know. Talking to a guy, I need to start listening to the show recently, and another fan, so I'm really glad about that. He said, listening to the show is kind of like talking with me in person. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So not only am I an obnoxious asshole on air, I'm an obnoxious asshole in real life, which is kind of funny. Which is kind of fun either way. Let's take a look here. You know what? I'm bored. I'm bored. I need someone to talk to besides myself. Not that I don't love the sound of my own voice. I'm a complete ego fucking maniac. I'm a media whore. Fuck. I think fuck, man. I can do a blowjob. I could take one for the team. Alrighty, took one in the mouth. Yeah, ratings. Okay, I'll take a look here. The joys of live radio. Live podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So let's call a guest. Yeah, I would love to get a hold of like some stars number, you know, and just fucking call them on here one and say like fucking just go like, Hi, you're on with Christopher Cross. So when you some random star get caught licking that horse's balls in that licking that donkey's balls in that Mexican sex show, did you think that was a good idea at the time? Anyways, let's dial this up and see what we got. She's not gonna answer. I'll be surprised if she answers. Yeah, call was not answered. Let's try this again. Fucking busy signal on live radio. Fucking that sucks. Try one time. Try to put me over the voicemail. Then again, it's like fucking 10 a.m. So. Yeah, so I'm going to get my face knocked in when these call random people off my list. Like, you're on live on air? I'm going to get like a fuck you. I'm going to get like gunned down with that. Be like, you're not supposed to call me without telling me. Yeah. Come on, voicemail. I'm gonna leave a message. Start ringing. What, did it just fucking skip over? That's the thing. Like, nobody's fun. Fuck caller ID, man. I want to go back in the day, man, when caller ID wasn't a fucking thing. Where basically people sat there and they could just fucking, they could just sit there and fucking do shit and fucking get away with it. Let's take a look here. Yeah, I've got too many people here working the industry. See, I try not to be a complete asshole because if I call people in the industry, it's just basically going to be, I just got off work a couple of hours ago. So I got to have some respect there. Then again, I don't have to, but, you know, it's kind of nice because. Yeah. All right, take a look here. Oh, fuck. I just seem to think that all this shit that happens with people at the bars. Now, the other thing that goes on with stupid people seem to be capable of two things. One, all of a sudden they have an encyclopedic knowledge of law. Not! And they whip out their cameras like they're a fucking roving reporter. Hi, this is Drunken Idiot reporting to you live from a nightclub. I'm getting kicked out of because I whipped my dick out and tried to order a tequila. True story, by the way. Again, you fucking idiots who whip out your phone to put everything on fucking social media. Now, and this goes to the fucking sheep, too. A lot of videos, there's no context to them. So you film halfway into a situation. And the only context you see is some poor schmuck getting put into a fucking headlock, being dragged out saying, "You're hurting me! You're hurting me!" But you didn't see 5 minutes earlier where he had his fingers up some woman's fucking pussy and didn't know the meaning of the word no. Or one I was involved in, and we're going to call her Wanda the Preppy Hippo. just because of her fucking behavior. Now, if people see that's bad, trust me, she had about 3 inches and about 150 pounds on me. And I'm 6'3", and I go a little over I go over 300 pounds, so I'm a big boy. But that being said, this happened a couple was it last year? Yeah, last year. Catch a guy in the women's washroom. Now, this is what fucking astounds me. And I'm going to comment on this, and I'm going to say a lot of women, when they get booze into them, men are no better. But I've had to yell at women for this. Where, again, I get it, where women, there seems to be less accommodations for women in washrooms as there are men, where men can just whip it out and go wherever women have to fucking squat and everything. But again, two women in a stall, two men in a stall, whatever the combination is going to be, a man and a woman in a stall, kind of frowned upon at the club. Like, it's because there's, like I said, there's a, it just is. But when women go into the men's washroom, they think it's okay. So I need this explained to me. I need it explained to me, maybe in small one-syllable fucking words, how when women go into the men's washroom, it's okay. And, like, drop their pants, fucking have their hoo-ha fucking flashing all around. Like, just taking a big, like, taking a big old fucking squirt in the toilet and thinking it's okay. Or if a guy were to go in, whip out his fucking dick and take a piss and then be at the sink prettying himself up. Because, come on, we all admit it. Guys want to feel pretty. And then I would have to be forced to escort him from the club and arrest him. Now, I need this explained to me how, where there's a difference. Let me think. There is none. To the women out there saying there's a huge difference, no, there's not. You want equality, you have it. That the rules that apply to men need to apply to you too. So for the women who sit there and say, I can do what I want because I'm a woman. No, no, no. The rules apply to everyone. So if a man can't go into the washroom, and they're going to get into this whole thing about unisex washrooms. So for this purposes of this conversation, it's basically men and women. And whatever you recognize that. So if a guy goes in, he recognizes as a guy, whips his dick out in the women's washroom. Oh my God, a man taking a piss in here. I feel violated. Arrest him. Same woman half an hour later goes in the men's washroom, takes a squirt. Oh, it's okay. I'm a woman. I explained to her. No, you can't. Well, it's not against law. Well, actually, it is. And then again, people are getting this whole social justice discussion. Well, what if she recognizes as a man? Here's my argument to that. This whole transgender topic, which is a hot topic, and sometimes can be very hard to handle, is the way I handle it in the club is very simple. And if I'm wrong on this, please correct me. Is if I see someone dressed as a man, and for all intents and purposes is dressed and act like a man, using the men's washroom all night, and then I find this person in the women's washroom, and I'll say apprehend them because that's the terminology. But, you know, and I start questioning them, like, what's going on? And they say, well, I'm actually female. Well, no, you came in, said you were a guy. You want to be recognized as a guy. So I'm treating you like a guy. And then they scream discrimination. Now, explain this to me. Are these just the ones who give the community a bad name? Or are they just, like, hopping on the bandwagon? I need this explained to me. Because I even caught, like, two guys in the bathroom giving each other head. And, like, they were going to – and I learned something this night, too. I think I talked about this. Is they were snowboarding. And people go, oh, that's – and snowboarding is where you do cocaine off another man's erect dick. It's like, you learn something every day. Fuck. But that being said – is he said, he goes to me, well, you know I'm a lawyer for a company. And I look at him like, wow, I'm thrilled. So he said he was a lawyer, and he says, I invaded his rights to do what he wants behind closed doors. Last time I checked, the washroom stall in a nightclub, bar, or I will say public setting doesn't qualify for that. I think, and if, and again, is it just, are these guys being assholes, trying to bully me, thinking, oh, he doesn't know, he has no brain in his head, or are these just very, very stupid people? I don't know. And then, And the other question is, and I need this really answered because I hear different stories. Women, I know going to the washroom together is a thing. Has been since the dawn of time, probably well before the male, probably will be after the male race is long dead, and women just clone everybody and they're running the earth. My question to this is having two women in the stall a thing, three women in the stall a thing, and is it, four women in the stall a thing, and is it a legitimate thing, or are they or are they sampling each other's hoo-has, or doing something they shouldn't be? Like, I had this one chick, these two women, and I'm trying to be respectful. It's like, ladies, sorry, and again, a guy doing this, it's also probably not, it makes it a bit awkward. Ladies, two in the stall is sort of a bad look. Need one of you come. Oh, she needs a tampon. I'm like, give her a tampon. Oh, I need to help her. It's like, you need to help her put it in? It's like, she's a big girl. I think she can do it herself. Oh, man. I'd love to film some of these fucking guys on YouTube, to be perfectly honest with you, and sit there and just be like, okay, we've established you're dumb. Let's go over how dumb. Here, okay, you're sober now. Here's the way you were last night. And I'm pretty sure if you showed people tapes of the way they're acting when they're fucking drunk, they'd either like this, like fucking just retreat, fucking just with like in total shame, or they'd they'd just be so embarrassed they wouldn't be able to show their face. Like, it's like that chick, you know, at the office party who, like, Xeroxes her boobs. And then for the next week, that Xerox of her tits is going around the office, and everyone's either trying to figure out whose tits they are, or everyone knows whose tits they are, and they're always sending her office memos. Like, that was the best party ever. Like, thanks for the memories. I want to see a guy Xerox's dick. Like, asses have been done. Tits have been done. I want to see a guy in an office party Xerox his dick and send it out around the office. Just to say he did it. I want new ground broken, damn it. And that's the kind of ground I want broken. Like, fuck this fucking feminism. I want guys to break new ground. If, like, I want them to, if women can break ground by, like, getting equality and being on the same level as men, which they rightfully should be, I want men to do the same thing. So women can have did this thing with Xerox in their boobs. It was like, oh, cute and everything. I want a guy to Xerox his dick. Just put it on the old photocopier. Ba-boom! 100 copies to human resources. Yeah, here you go, Carl. Take a memo. It's a new stationery. Anyways, we're a little under halfway through the podcast. And I've been rambling on like a fucking lunatic. Robert Palmer is Simply Irresistible right here on the only podcast that matters. You are listening to Group Therapy, and I am Christopher Cross.
Yeah. That kind of love is missing.
Hey, Robert Palmer, simply irresistible, and I am Christopher Cross. Just taking a quick look online here, looking at back tattoos. Like I said, I gotta get a couple more pieces done here. Now, I had an interesting idea given to me. Is I let the hair out grow under my arms and get a pair of woman's legs tattooed under my arms. So basically, when I raise my arms, it looks like they're looking at somebody's snatch. And I thought that's kind of offensive. And the sad thing is, I was actually considering it for a while. But on that note, oh my goodness gracious. Now, I see some of these interesting tattoos, and I love the ink. Some people just astound me with the amount of tattoos. And then there are some people who get the most god-awful tattoos, and they don't take time to, like... The first tattoo, I totally agree, should mean something. Like, whether it's something you like, has emotional significance, there should be some sort of attachment to it. Just getting something random, because it's permanent. Like, my first tattoo, I got, like, a couple years ago. And it's a tribal dragon on my forearm, and that's for one of my sons. And I'm gonna be doing that, getting several more. Well, not several, like I'm gonna be getting a few more pieces for each of my kids, and then a couple more things here. And I actually see a couple here that are looking really awesome. But all I got to say about tattoos is research, guys. Research, because look at the artist's work. Don't go to some random fucking tattoo place. Point to some fucking flash tattoo and then realize when you look at it, like, I don't like it. Because the laser surgery costs more than the tattoo. And the laser surgery is painful as fuck. I think I found my next one, but we will take... Oh, I'll just save this here. Yeah, da, 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 da. Join the live radio while I'm tattoo shopping, talking to my fans here. Okay, so I've just found something here that's actually fairly awesome. And I'll take a quick look at something here. It's a tattoo site. This... And, Yeah, I think I like you. All right, but like I said, just research it and make sure you get a half-decent artist, because there's some people out there who say they're decent artists and they couldn't do artwork if you handed them fucking coloring book and fucking a pack of crayons. Really honestly, because I've seen horrid fucking tattoos. With regards to I don't know, with regards to meaning, like I said, I totally agree, first one should mean something. Be it personal attachment, be it emotional, but something, even if you just like the fucking thing and you just sort of think it's cool, that's all it really takes. But also make sure, like, everything appeals to you. Now, take a look here. All right, so I've done that. So let's try. See if she'll pick up. See, I love harassing people. Like, I'm just fucking, I'm like that kind of person. They see a fireman, I'll just throw fucking gas all over it. Hopefully the voicemail picks up. Come on. I hear silence. Hello? Hello? You can't see the walk? Pardon me. I was told I have a sense of fear, so pardon me if I frighten anybody. See, no courtesy. You call somebody, they don't recognize the number, they don't have the decency to pick up. So I guess the person there was just busy sleeping. I don't know. Ha ha ha, fucking ha. Now, there's another one here, and I play this every fucking podcast, and this one, it has Justin Credible over it, and like, Justin, Joey, my brother from another mother, if you sent this, bravo, dude.
You should call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, Chris, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, Chris, that can only mean one thing. Cause ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Chris, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you, Chris, started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Popsicles hanging with some boys I never seen before. In the cellar. You should call me on my cell phone, mostly on paperboy. Get your fat ass back here.
Oh, fuck, that always makes me fucking giggle. I said I'm a huge Family Guy fan, and people are really offended by Seth MacFarlane's humor. I think he's just fucking blunt as hell, but he takes it to that absurd level. Like, they're offended at a dog having sex with humans. Like, and a dog who's an atheist having sex with humans. Now, the funny thing about that is, well, there's nothing really funny about it. It's just damn right silly. Anyways, forgot the train of thought I was going for. Anyways, I haven't slept yet, so I've been up since yesterday. I've been up since about 6 p.m. yesterday. And it's one of those things where got up, went to work, just trying to figure out how to sleep. You ever have that? You get off of work, you get you're tired, but as soon as you try to lay down, your mind goes, sorry, you're not going to sleep just yet. Anyways, we're like about 10 minutes from the end of the podcast, so I'll cut it short. You are listening to the only podcast that matters. My name is Christopher Cross, and I appreciate everyone who listens. I appreciate everyone who tunes in, the commentary, everything. So until next time, people, if you have nothing nice to say, oh, hell, say it often. Bye, everybody.